for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, September the 4th, 1988. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Brother Tommy Cook from Tulsa will come and minister, and he'll close the service. We will probably sing a course or two at the end, but he will close the service, and tomorrow morning will be the final service. But breakfast and prayer meeting will be just the same as every morning. So all of you who can, we'll see you in the morning. The rest, we pray the anointing of the Lord on you. If you have to travel tonight or early, we pray the blessings of the Lord and His majesty and glory to go with you until we meet again. Brother Tommy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you again tonight for this privilege of being here, Lord. We humble our hearts before you, and we submit to the Holy Ghost, the teacher, Lord. We are nothing in ourselves. We can do nothing. We can say nothing without you. We trust in you, Lord Jesus. Minister to us and through us, we pray, and open our hearts to receive the Word of God. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. May God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How many want to enter the kingdom of God?
Amen.
Amen. We know the kingdom has come in us, but we've got to enter the kingdom. I mean, the kingdom is power. It's not in word, but it's in power.
Right.
Praise the Lord. We know the Holy Ghost is power. We know that Christ is power. Christ comes in us. The Holy Ghost comes in us. The kingdom comes in us. But we must enter the Spirit. We must enter the kingdom. We must enter the Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's turn tonight, starting with Mark chapter 10, just a second. I feel led to just kind of start there. We want to talk, if the Lord leads, on a Zion people tonight. I may believe there's a Zion people arising.
Amen.
Amen. And look in verse 28 of Mark 10. The Bible said, then Peter began to say unto him, to Jesus, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, and I believe he's saying that to us too. There is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake. That's the motivation.
Yes.
For my sake and the gospel's. But he shall, not maybe or might, but he shall receive 100-fold now. In this time. How many believe that's now for us?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If we'll qualify. Now, that's more than putting $10 in the offering plate. How many know God can bless you and put $10 in the offering plate?
Yeah.
But right here, you got to get in the offering plate. He wants you. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen?
Yeah.
He said, you shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands. Notice he didn't say wives and he didn't say fathers when he added there, but he added two other things that he didn't say before. But he said you would have persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. So God is saying that we can have the kingdom in this time with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. Hallelujah. Now, let's turn tonight to the Old Testament as the Lord directs here. Let's go to Psalms 48. Let's start there now in the Scripture. Psalms 48. We want to give you a lot of Scriptures tonight as the Lord directs us. And we know we need the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Psalms 48. This song we sang today. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. How many know we're a city?
Yes.
We're a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. Now, there is a heavenly Jerusalem, and there is a spiritual Jerusalem, isn't there? We are Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And he said, notice, he's to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. But notice the first word, great. Great is the Lord. Look at Psalms 99, verse 2, just a minute. Psalms 99, verse 2. And notice what the Bible said here in Psalms 99 and verse 2. The Lord is great. Where is he great? In Zion. And he is high above all the people. Hallelujah. So God is great in Zion. So great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Turn to Psalms 46:4. Psalms 46:4 says this about the city. There is a river. There is a river. How many know that river's in us tonight? It's in that city. Hallelujah. There is a river. You know, in Genesis, there was a river in the Garden of Eden. And when it came out, it parted into four parts. And then we come to Ezekiel, and there's a river coming out of the house. How many know we're the house? We're the garden. We're the house. Praise the Lord. And then Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And then in Revelation, it's coming out of the throne. Praise the Lord. How many know that throne's in you tonight as well? Praise the Lord. Now, he said here in this scripture, Psalms 46, verse 4, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Praise the Lord. We are that tabernacle of the Most High. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Then it said in Psalms 48 verse 2, beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. It's beautiful for situation. Look in Psalms 50, verse 2. Psalms 50, verse 2. Notice what it said. Out of Zion, not out of Israel or Jerusalem, but out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Hallelujah. How many believe God's shining tonight? He's shining out of Zion, brethren. Glory to God. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Hallelujah. Now, we know there is a heavenly Jerusalem. Let's look at it in Hebrews 12. I know we know the scripture, but let's turn there. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 22 and 23 in the scriptures. Here is the heavenly Zion. But you are come unto Mount Sion, or Zion, unto the city of the living God, living God. How many believe God's life tonight?
Amen.
Amen. The heavenly Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And to innumerable company of angels, and to the general assembly and church. Hallelujah. Of the firstborn. It means the church of the firstborn ones. How many know he's the firstborn among many brethren? Can you say amen? Glory, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Let's look at the earthly Zion. Turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5 here, just a minute. 2 Samuel chapter 5 in the scripture. Look at verse 6 and 7. 2 Samuel 5, verse 6 and 7. Praise the Lord. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem, unto the Jebusites, inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, except thou take away the blind, the lame, thou shalt not come in hither. Thinking David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, how many know there's some things want to keep you out of Zion? Amen? It can be opinions, it can be family, it can be anything. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. Hallelujah. The same is the city of David. Hallelujah. Nothing is going to keep this warrior out of Zion. Can you say amen? And you've got to be a warrior if you're going to come into Zion. Amen? Glory to God. You've got to be a Gideon, brethren. You've got to make up your mind and your heart that you're going to enter Zion and nothing's going to keep you out. You've got to press into that place. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So some of us are pressing. Can you say amen? In the spirit. Glory to God. So David took the stronghold of Zion. Hallelujah. Now turn to Psalms 102. Let's look at the spiritual Zion here now. We looked at it the other night, but that's all right. Psalms 102. And I want to give you several scriptures here. In Psalms 102, verse 13, God says something to the Zion people. God said, "Thou shalt arise," speaking here, "of the Lord, and have mercy upon Zion." God's going to give mercy to Zion. For the time to favor her. So there's mercy coming to Zion, and God's going to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. It's already on God's calendar. It cannot be changed. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God has said it. Glory to God. It will be so. Have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. The set time is come. Now look at that word favor and turn with me to Psalms 30. Psalms 30 here. Let's look at, God showed me something about the word favor, what's connected with it. Psalms 30. Verse 5 in the scripture. Praise the Lord. Notice what it says here now. For his anger endureth but a moment, but in his favor is life. Hallelujah. So God said that there's a set time to favor Zion. And when that favor comes, life's coming into Zion. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Now look at Proverbs 8. Proverbs chapter 8 in the scripture. Verse 35 and 36. Glory to God. Chapter 8, verse 35 and 36. For whoso findeth me, it's speaking of Jesus, whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. If you find life, brethren, you'll have some favor. Can you say amen? But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Hallelujah. We're pursuing life tonight in favor, or we're pursuing death and hate. It's up to us. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Job chapter 10. Job chapter 10. Look in verse 12. Job 10, 12. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Notice what it says now. Job 10, verse 12. Thou hast granted me life and favor and thy visitation. Oh, how many wants a visitation from God? Glory to God. What is a visitation? It's life and favor. Hallelujah. Come into Zion. Amen. Thou hast granted me life and favor, and thy visitation hath preserved my spirit. Hallelujah. Paul got a hold of that and said that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless if we're sanctified. Amen. To the coming of the Lord. Amen. Back in Psalms 102, God said that he would arise and have mercy upon the Zion people for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Then verse 16, God said that he's going to build up Zion, and then he will appear in his glory. Verse 21 says, to declare the name or the nature of the Lord in Zion. I want to tell you, if you attain to Zion, you'll have the nature of God. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. You'll have the fruit, the character, and the nature of the Lord Jesus within you. Amen. And within me. To declare the name, the nature of the Lord in Zion, and his praise in Jerusalem. Glory to God. Turn to Psalms 129. 129. Oh, there's so much in this psalm that I love to teach on, but I'm not going to go into it tonight. But in Psalms 129, how many know there are the Psalms of degrees? There's 15 of them. Or Psalms of ascent. Just think of somebody going up 15 stairs. And they're here during these chapters up. In this area. And this is the 10th psalm of this Song of Degree. I mean, 10 is the number of tribulation. And there are five. The first five psalms speak of Passover. The second five, and of course 129 ends the second five, it speaks of Pentecost. And the third five speaks of tabernacles. 120 to 124 is Passover. 125 to 129 speaks of Pentecost. And 130 to 134 speaks of tabernacles. Praise the Lord. Let me say it this way. There's purification. There's enlightenment. But there is a union in the last five. Hallelujah. And right here in Psalms 29, it's the 10th Psalm. So you're on the 10th floor and somebody said one time, don't get a nosebleed. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But he speaks of tribulation. He speaks of trial. Verse 1, notice what it said. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, I want to read that again in verse 2. Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. How many know John got a hold of that and said, there's children, there's young men, and there's fathers. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know he said the young men were strong because it overcome the wicked one with the word of God. Amen. How are we going to overcome him? By the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We overcome in the holy place in order to go into the holy of holies. Praise the Lord. So there is those who are forgiven, the children and the outer court. And then there are the ones that are fortified, the young men in the holy place. But praise God, there's some fathers, amen, heading towards the holy of holies. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So many a time, he said, have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. And notice he said, may Israel say that. Glory to God. There's an Israel on the scene too, isn't there? Amen? Israel are those who have power with God and with men. I'm talking of Genesis 32. I'm talking about Jacob who prevailed, who overcome in the situation. He had a halting walk life after that. But God had touched him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. His walk life was different. He became Israel, a prince with God. And in Galatians 6 said it's a new creation, man. And Jesus spoke of Nathanael. And you know, Nathanael, Jesus said to him, from henceforth, he said, the heavens shall be open unto you, Nathanael. Glory to God. You'll see the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Who was Nathanael? He was a prince of God. Amen? You know your Bible in John chapter 1. He had a revelation of Jesus. How many believe we need that tonight? We need a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need an open heaven tonight. Amen. We need to see the angels of God ascending and descending. Hallelujah. Upon the Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe he's bringing forth a Son of Man company too? Amen. In his image and in his likeness. Hallelujah. The sons of God. Now back in 129, verse 3, notice what he said. The plowers have plowed upon my back. Now that didn't mean too much to us if it's somebody else. But if it's your back, how many know that metal and that steel hitting, it's real. Amen? Glory to God. I mean that metal and that flesh. The plowers plow upon my back. They made long their furrows. Next verse. Look at David's attitude, though, in the dealings of God. The Lord is righteous. He hath cut asunder the cords of the wicked. Now, before you look out there to somebody else, how many know he's cutting some cords in our life? He's cutting some wicked cords in our lives. Amen. Of lawlessness and rebellion. Amen. And if I get some cords cut, praise the Lord, maybe I can reach out to somebody else and see theirs cut. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now notice what he said. Let them all be confounded. Now here it is. And turn back that hate Zion. I want you to notice that. They're going to be confounded and turn back that hate Zion. Listen. There is a people that hates Zion. There are Christians tonight that hate this place right here. There are Christians tonight that hate you if you're going to press to Zion. Can you say amen? Jesus said if you're going to be a hundredfold, you will have persecution in this time. But thank God in the world to come eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. What does it mean? What does it mean to hate Zion? It means to hate the authority of God and the government of God. Amen. That's in a people. Can you say amen? Amen? Glory to God. Yes, sir. That's what it means. Turn to Isaiah 29. Let's look at it. Isaiah 29. Hallelujah. Isaiah 29, verse 8. Notice what the Bible says in verse 8. How many believe there's some empty people tonight? There's some being filled up and there's some being emptied out. But in verse 8, it shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth. Well, you don't want to dream when you're hungry. And behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Hallelujah. You don't want to have an empty soul, do you?
No.
Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against this Mount Zion. Did you hear that? Oh, let me tell you, brethren, the battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. God said they'll be empty and they'll be faint if they fight against this Mount Zion. Turn to Revelation 14. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't want to be faint and I don't want to lack an appetite. I don't want to fight against God's government and God's authority. Revelation 14, verse 1. John said, and I looked, praise God. How many know God's wanting us to look too? He wants some spiritual vision in you and me. And I looked and lo, there was a lamb. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Can you say amen? And this lamb stood. Hallelujah. He stood on the Mount Zion. And how many know there's a people standing with him? I said there's a people standing with him. Glory to God. He's standing with us, but there's a people standing with him. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, or Zion, and with him 140 and 4,000, having his Father's name, or nature, glory to God, written in their foreheads. Amen. He didn't just put something out here. He put something in the mind, didn't he? Hallelujah. The mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, I heard the voice of harpers, harping with a harp, and they sung as it were a new song. I want to tell you, he's putting a new word. He's putting a new message. Hallelujah, within a people. Anybody want a new song tonight? Glory to God. We need a new song tonight, don't we? Oh, turn just a minute to Psalms 40. Let's just run over there real quick here with that in mind. Psalms 40 in the Scripture. Praise the Lord. Speed to give you about 50, 60 scriptures tonight, so we'll try to at least equal his. Psalms 40. I really enjoyed that last night, didn't you?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 40, verse 1. Notice what it said. I waited patiently. I waited. Sometimes we wait and we're not patient, are we? We wait, but we're really not patient. I waited patiently. And sometimes we wait patiently for a lot of things, but here he said, for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. How many know those that hear God's got to wait patiently for the Lord? Hallelujah. These guys that go around every 5 minutes got a prophecy and a word for you. I don't believe they're waiting on the Lord too much. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. You wait patiently before the Lord. He's going to hear your cry, my cry. He brought me up. He brought me up. How many know the way up is down? If we go down, hallelujah. When you go down, you get in that prayer closet. You'll go down, won't you? Amen? You'll begin to exalt him. Hallelujah. You'll begin to see him. You'll begin to wait on him. Amen? Hallelujah. What's going to happen? He's going to bring you up. He brought me up also out. Anybody been in something lately? Hallelujah. He brought us also up out of a horrible pit. A horrible pit. It means the pit of noise. Look in the Hebrew. You got a marginal reference? It's the pit of noise. Glory to God. How many know we need to get quiet before God? Amen. It's kind of hard to hear when it's noisy, isn't it? He brought me up out of a horrible pit. Out of the miry clay. And he set my feet. Glory to God. That's your walk life, isn't it? He set my feet upon a rock, which is Christ. Hallelujah. This is anointed walk now, isn't it? You wait upon the Lord. He hears your cry. He brings you up out of that noise. And he sets your feet, hallelujah, upon Christ. Or in Christ. and he established my goings. He's led by the Holy Ghost, and he's going to be a son. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Verse 3, he hath put a new song where? In my mouth. It's got to be in the heart too. Here it is. Here's the song. Even praise unto our God. That's the song that will praise our God. Many shall see it, not just hear it. That means you and me become the song. Amen? In our walk life, people's going to see you. Hallelujah. Well, not you, but the Christ in you. But they're going to see that you've become a song. Amen? Hallelujah. Many shall see it and fear, notice that, and shall trust in the Lord. Amen. So tonight, there is a people singing a song. Amen. And there was Jesus on Mount Zion. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And we know the first fruits of God and to the Lamb. Praise God. In fact, there in Revelation, let me tell you this. There is a people there with a pure mind. There is pure worship. They're harping with their harps. They have a pure word from God. They're singing this new song. Amen. How many know that song is about Him?
Yeah.
Amen. There is a pure heart. There is a pure walk, pure maturity. They have a pure mouth. One sound, one message, one trumpet. Hallelujah. One song. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
And they're purely purged. No guile, no deceit is found in their mouth. Glory to God. No guile, but a song comes out of their mouth. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Now turn over to Micah. Let's look at Zion. Micah in the Old Testament, please. Praise the Lord. Micah chapter 4, I believe it is. Yes. Micah 4. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 5. For all people will walk, everyone in the name of his God, his God, his God. But he said, we'll walk, hallelujah, in the name or in the nature of the Lord our God forever and ever. Hallelujah. They'll walk after their gods, but he said, we will walk after our Lord and our God forever. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Verse 6. In that day, saith the Lord, will I assemble her. God's going to assemble somebody. God's going to gather somebody. And who does God gather? Those that's been scattered. How many know God's able to gather the pieces up?
Amen.
Amen. He's able to gather His people together in unity and in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. God said, I'm going to assemble her. Margin says, call together her. That halter, that's one that's lame. Hallelujah. How many know God wants us to be lame tonight? Yes, He does. In the Spirit. Not physically. I'm not talking about physically. Hallelujah. God can break your legs. Hear me now. Spiritually now. Hallelujah. There are many running out doing their own thing without the Holy Ghost. Come on now. God wants us to be lame. God wants us to wait on the Holy Ghost and move only in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There are many down at the bus station, train station, I guess, where airports that should go on back home and wait on God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And God said right here, I will assemble her that halteth. The one that comes to a stop. I mean, when you come to a stop, you're going to look and listen because a train's coming down a railroad track maybe. Amen? Hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to assemble that one that halteth, and I will gather her that is driven out. God wants to drive us out of our plans into His plans. Come on now. Out of our traditions and out of our denomination, whatever it may be, our abomination is. And her that I have afflicted. Now notice, praise the Lord. God said, that's the people I will assemble, those that come to a stop, those that are driven out. How many know God's got some driver's license? Amen. And He'll drive you out. And if you don't get out, how many know He's got some hornets to get you out? Or He'll use them, I'll put it that way. And her that I have afflicted. And I will make her that halted, that one that comes to a stop, I'm going to make her a remnant. How many believe God's got a remnant tonight? Yes, He does. Hallelujah. It's not a quality item for sale. Can you say amen? People aren't beating the doors down trying to get it tonight in the natural if you need a remnant. It's material that's left over. It's not the most popular item, and it's odd shaped. How many believe God's got some of them? Amen. It's that which has been torn. Let me tell you, there are people been ripped up, torn asunder, but God is restoring. Can you say amen? I believe, brethren, we're an hour of a falling away, but there's an hour of restoration also here. Can you say amen? God is restoring. You know, those locusts, they go after the leaves, don't they? He said, I'll restore that which the locust, the cankerworm and pummerworm, a worm and caterpillar has eaten. And I want to tell you, our God tonight is a restorer. But right in that same chapter in Joel, where he said there's going to be a restoration, he also said there'll be pillars of smoke, and there's going to be blood and fire. Did you read that? In the time of restoration, there's also judgment coming. But God is restoring a people to stand in the midst of judgment. Can you say amen? Not to fly out of here like most people are teaching. Come on, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you know, those locusts go after those leaves in 15 minutes. They can strip a fig tree or a tree within just a short period of time. The cankerworm and palmerworm and caterpillar, I suppose, go after the bark, but the locusts, they really go for the leaves. Let me tell you who produces the leaves. It's the branches. And we are, come on, help me. We are the branches. He is the vine. Amen. And turn over to Revelation just a second. Hold your place here in Revelation 22. Let's look at this here in Revelation 22 and verse 1. He showed me a pure river of life. There's a river of life. There's a fountain of life. There's water of life. There's a crown of life. There's a tree of life. He showed me a pure river of life, clear, no darkness, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I want to tell you, this river will take you back to the Lamb of God. Can you say amen? And it's coming out of you tonight and me if we have life. Verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river. Did you hear that? On either side, hallelujah, of the river. How many know that there's a tree of life there in heaven, and there's a tree of life here? Come on, somebody say amen. It's on that side, it's on this side. Amen? In the midst of the... How many know He's in us tonight? In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was a tree of life, which bears something. 12 manners of fruits. I mean, 12 is the number of government. 12, we know there were 12 apostles, and we could go into a lot of 12s. But anyway, he's saying here, this tree of life, bear 12 manner fruits. And that tree of life is in us. And God wants us to bear some fruit. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. But the locust wants to come and eat those leaves. How many know we've got to take dominion over the devils? Amen? And yield her fruit every month, and the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. And again, the branches are producing the leaves. And I want to tell you, brethren, you and I, with the tree of life in us, glory to God, we can heal the nations by the power of God. Can you say amen? Through Christ and through Him only. Amen. Let's go back to Micah now. Micah. Back in chapter 4, it says here in verse 7, to those that come to a halt, to those that are driven out of their plans and that are afflicted, how many know that many of the afflictions are the righteous, but God delivers us out of all of those afflictions. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I will make her that halted a remnant, and her that was cast off a strong nation. And the Lord, notice this is the Lord here, Jesus Christ Lord, and the Lord shall reign over them. Over who? Over the ones that come to a stop. Over the ones that come out of their plans. Come on now. those that are driven out, those that are afflicted, and those that come to a halt, those that are remnant and a strong nation, God said, I'll reign over that people. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in Mount Zion, there it is, from henceforth, even forever. Hallelujah. Verse 8, and thou, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, unto thee shall it come. Unto thee, daughter of Zion, shall it come. What is it? Even the first dominion. And that word dominion means government. God's government, God's lordship is coming to Zion. Can you say amen? Coming into a people. Hallelujah. Even the first dominion. Notice it's the first dominion. Their first fruits, come on. And their first dominion. Amen. They're the first to have the government and will obey that government. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. And the kingdom shall come to the daughter also of Jerusalem. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's turn to another scripture. Isaiah, I believe it is. No, it's Jeremiah. Let's go to Jeremiah. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 3. Verse 14 and 15 tonight. Jeremiah 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married to you, and I will take you one of the city. Now here's a remnant. Here's a remnant. Zion is a remnant, isn't it? I will take you one of a city, one of a city, one of a city, and two of a family. I mean, no, that's doubled. And I will bring you to Zion. And I will give you shepherds or pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you, not strip you, not kill you, not put you down. Come on now. They will feed you with knowledge and understanding. How many believe God's raising some shepherds up? Some shepherds. Hallelujah. Somebody said it this way in the 50s. God raised up tremendous men of God, evangelists, and some are still living. And in the 60s, he began to raise up shepherds of God. And in the 70s, he began to raise up great teaching ministries. And then in the 80s, he's raising up some prophets. And in the early 90s and so forth, he's going to raise some apostles up. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe the prophets and the apostles are coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So God said, I'm going to give you pastors. I'm going to give you shepherds that's after my heart. Oh, hallelujah. They're going to have the heart of God. Amen. And if a shepherd has the heart of God, he'll feed you. He'll not beat you. He'll feed you with knowledge and he'll give you some understanding. Glory to God. I believe it, brethren, with all my heart. Turn to Obadiah. Obadiah. Sister Irma was there yesterday. Let's turn back there. Obadiah. It's a hard book for me to find. May have to get Irma to come up here and find it for me. Hallelujah. It's after what? Amos? Oh, after Jonah. Okay, there it is. Okay. Obadiah. Verse 17. Hallelujah. But upon Mount Zion... We saw Revelation 14 said there was a people, 144,000, with the Lamb on Mount Zion. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. I don't believe we can be in the Zion company and fight deliverance. Are you hearing me? Because the very word salvation means deliverance, one of the meanings. Hallelujah. But upon Mount Zion, notice it's on Mount Zion, shall be deliverance, and there shall be something else with it.
Hallelujah.
Holiness.
Hallelujah.
You cannot be holy without deliverance.
Hallelujah.
You cannot be holy without deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions.
Yeah.
God wants us to enter. He wants us to conquer. And he wants us to possess. Hallelujah. Then in verse 18, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau, this is the flesh, for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of flesh. Can you say amen? Of the house of Esau. For the Lord has spoken it. Verse 21, and saviors or deliverers shall come upon. Oh, I want to tell you, there's a people, hallelujah, arising. Come on, say amen. They're going to God's holy mount, hallelujah. Savior shall come upon Mount Zion to judge the man of Esau, to judge the flesh. They're judging themselves, and they're qualified to judge something else. They're going to judge the man of Esau. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Hallelujah. Turn over to Deuteronomy just a minute. 23. Look there with me, please. Deuteronomy chapter 23. Verse 14. God demands a clean camp. Deuteronomy 23:14. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp, right here, as well as right here, because we're here. For the Lord thy God walketh in the midst of thy camp in order to, number one, deliver thee. That's why he's coming in your camp, to deliver you and me. And to give up. And to give up. Oh, hallelujah. You got to give something up. And to give up thine enemies before thee. That another translation says, and to defeat your enemies before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he's walking in your camp to deliver you and to defeat your enemies before you. That means you'll see it. Can you say amen? Therefore, because of this, shall thy camp be holy. Be holy. Amen? That he, listen to this, that he see no unclean thing in thee. Hallelujah. He wants to take the unclean out, brethren. Now look at this. That he see no unclean thing in thee and turn away from thee. What does that mean? That means you lose the anointing, the blessing of God, if you refuse to be cleaned up. Can you hear that? And that anointing, that glory has lifted out of many people's lives and churches in this hour. But those that want him to walk in their camp, they will let him deliver them and clean them up from their enemies. They'll have a camp that's holy. Glory to God. He'll not turn away from you. He'll have, he'll put the blessing of God in you, and you'll have the anointing of God in your life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You know, it said Jesus loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. And because of this, he said, thy God hath anointed thee above thy fellows. Hallelujah. You want to have God's anointing in your life? Then you and I must be cleaned up. Amen? Hallelujah. We must hate iniquity. Let me show you this. Turn over to Zephaniah. We're going to all these easy books tonight. Zephaniah. Hallelujah. Zephaniah chapter 3. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11, chapter 3 of Zephaniah, verse 11. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doings. Thank God you can come to a place where you're not ashamed. Hallelujah. For whatever you do. Wherein thou hast transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of thee, of them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty. I mean, oh, he's stripping pride out of all of us. He's ripping it out. Come on, somebody say amen. Because of my holy mountain. You come into that holy mountain, that pride's going. Amen? We're going to go down, and yet we're going to go up. Amen? I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted, my margin says humble, and a poor people. I don't mean those kind that don't have any money or holes in their pants and shoes. Those, again, that are poor in spirit. Those that are dependent upon God, that cannot make it without God. Amen? They don't start today with television. They start today seeking God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Notice, and they shall trust in the name or the nature of the Lord. Here it is now. The remnant of his due iniquity. You and I, if we're going to be in this Zion people, this remnant, we have to hate iniquity. Hallelujah. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. Number two, I may believe God's delivering us from the tail of the dragon. Let me show you that. Hang on here. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. Let's look at the tail of the dragon. How many know that tail is drawing the stars down? I walked into the church about 3 or 4 years ago, and I walked in this chapel, and the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, the stars are falling. And when he said that, he gave me, began to give me the word of the Lord on the stars. And so in Isaiah 9, verse 6, the Bible said it's the tail of the dragon throwing the stars down. Verse 6, for unto us, chapter 9, is that what I said? Yeah, chapter 9, verse 14. Therefore the Lord will cut off from Israel. How many believe God's going to cut some things off? Head and tail, branch and rush in one day. The ancient, that's the elder, and the honorable, he's the head. And the prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. And the revelation said that his tail's dragging or drawing or casting the stars to the ground. And so right here the Bible said this tail ministry is prophets teaching lies. Verse 16. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them, those prophets that teach lies, are destroyed. They are destroyed. Now turn to Jeremiah 5. Jeremiah 5, verse 30 and 31. It said, a wonderful and a horrible thing is committed in the land. Now that reads different in other translations, but verse 31. The prophets prophesy falsely. How many know that's a lie? That's divination. And the priest bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. What will you do in the end thereof? And we are in the end. Hallelujah. Turn to Jeremiah 14, 14. Praise you, Jesus. 14, 14. Then the Lord said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. God said they're using my name to do it. Listen to what God said. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination. That's witchcraft. How many know that's a lie? And a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. And so God said that he's going to, rapture 88. That's right. Hallelujah. But God said it's those prophets who teach lies that will cause his people that follow that to be destroyed. Now let's go to Revelation 12. We'll come back to Zephaniah. Revelation 12. Jack was there yesterday. How many believe God is bringing forth a people though? Can you say amen? Now this church, this woman is not a queen. Revelation 18:7 said that Babylon's a queen. This woman's not a queen. Hallelujah. But in chapter 12, verse 1, there appeared a great wonder or sign in heaven. Now let me tell you, this heaven is an impure heaven here, because the dragon's also in the same heaven. And wherever the dragon is, it's impurity. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And so it said, a woman clothed with the sun, which is her glory. The moon is under her feet. She's overcome. She's on top of something. And her head, there was a crown of 12 stars. That's government. Divine government. Now listen, at the end of the age, in the church, God is going to have divine government. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. But I want you to notice, first of all, she's clothed with righteousness. And then she has authority. And out of righteousness and out of authority will come government. Hallelujah. You cannot put government ahead of his righteousness, come on, and that authority. When that righteousness and that authority comes, then God will establish his government in the church. Verse 2. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth and in pain to be delivered. Hallelujah. How many believe there's a people crying out? I said there's a people crying out. Hallelujah. And there appeared another sign in heaven, the same word, same heaven. Behold a great red dragon. How many know it's a red machine? Amen. Blood's red. Communism is red. Catholic Church is red. And right here he said the red dragon. Seven heads, had seven heads and ten horns, seven crowns upon his heads. His tail. That's the end of something, isn't it? How many know we've come to the end of the age? And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was what? Ready to be what?
Delivered.
Hallelujah. For to devour her child, or to eat down her child, or eat up her child as soon as it was born. I woke up one morning, the Holy Ghost spoke those words right there to me. Hallelujah. For to devour her child as soon, here's what he said, as soon as it was born. Hallelujah. We have been born. Come on, Spirit. We're being born in our soul, aren't we? And we shall be born again in our body. Amen. The fullness. And right here, he said he's going to devour this child as soon as it was born. But God takes him, hallelujah, higher than that little heaven. He took him onto the throne, didn't he? And she brought forth a man-child that was to rule or shepherd all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Unto God. God is a spirit.
Yes.
This man-child was caught up in the spirit. Amen.
Yes.
God is light. This man-child was caught up into light.
Yes.
God is life. This man-child was caught up into life.
Yes.
God is a consuming fire. This man-child is caught up into fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And to his throne. Can you say amen? Glory to God. So God's taking us higher. Let's go back to Zephaniah. Zephaniah. Now look back in verse 13. Zephaniah 3:13. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. We showed you in Revelation 14 those people. They were purged of guile, for they shall feed and lie down. They're going to rest. I mean, if you start getting fed, you'll lie down, you'll rest. And none shall make them afraid. They'll be secure. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Look at this now. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Right there, he uses Zion, Israel, and Jerusalem in the same scripture. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. Did you hear that? That's deliverance. The Lord hath taken away your judgments. He's cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. There's the camp. He's in the midst of the camp. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. First step is, brethren, the first step is not to do iniquity. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And be purged from all these other things. Now, verse 16. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack or falter. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time, now listen to this, this is what Micah said we saw a while ago. I will undo all that afflict thee. God said, I'll undo all that. Hallelujah. Those that afflict you. How many know that's restoration? And I will save her that halteth. That's that one that comes to a stop, remember? And gather her, that's what he said in Micah, that was driven out of your plans and my plans into his, and out of iniquity. And I will get them, notice that, I will get them praise and fame in every land. How many know that's America, that's Russia, that's China, that's every nation. Where they have been put to shame. You may have been put to shame, but get ready. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to give them praise and fame in every land. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you. For I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me give you two other scriptures here. Turn to Isaiah 49. Isaiah 49, verse 14. I know those chairs get hard. Isaiah 49, 14. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what Zion says. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me. Did you ever say that?
Yeah.
You ever felt he did? Well, he didn't. And my Lord hath forgotten me. No, he knows where you're at. Can a woman forget her second child? That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, God said, yet I will not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee, Zion, come on, upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. And Martin says, always in my memory. Hallelujah. God will not forget Zion. Amen. We're on the palms of God's hands. Hallelujah. So when you get discouraged, just flip over to Isaiah 49 and read that. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, turn to Isaiah 52, verse 1. Hallelujah. Isaiah 52, verse 1. Awake! That's what God's telling the virgins in this hour, amen? Awake! Awake! Put on thy strength, O Zion. How many know that's joy? Put on your joy, Zion. Put on your beautiful garments, Jerusalem. But notice, awake, awake, put on strength, O Zion. Look back in 51:9 with that. Look at 51:9. Awake! Awake, put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Zion is the arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days and the generations of old, art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Oh, how many believe that Zion's going to wound the dragon? Glory. Hallelujah. Well, you can't do it till you get woke up. Awaken. Awaken. We got to get awakened. Put on the garments. Hallelujah. Shake ourselves from the dust, he said. Chapter 52, verse 6. 52:6. Therefore, my people shall know my name. Therefore, notice, therefore, I'm in the wrong chapter. No, I'm not. Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Here it is now, Brother Robert. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that brings good tidings of good, and publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Can you say amen? Hallelujah! 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 Thy God reigneth. Oh, hallelujah. Let's read the next one. Thy watchman. I want to tell you, there's a Zion people that's watchmen. Shall lift up the voice. They are the trumpet. Hallelujah. With the voice together shall they sing. Hallelujah. For they shall see eye to eye. Amen. That single vision. The Lord, they're going to see Jesus. Amen. And the Lord shall bring again Zion. Hallelujah. Oh, in verse 10, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations. Hallelujah. And the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Hallelujah. Glory because of Zion. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Look in chapter 51. Chapter 51. Hang on here just a little longer with me. Chapter 51. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness. I mean, oh, that's Jesus. That's the kingdom. Ye that seek the Lord, look to the rock. That's Christ. Whence you're hewn, and to the hole of the pit that you're digged. Look unto Abraham. I mean, oh, he's our father of faith. And to Sarah. She's a woman of faith. Hallelujah. that bare you. I called him along. I blessed him and increased him. Hallelujah. Now look at this. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort her, all her waste places. How many believe we got some waste places? It's in our soul and in our body. He will make her wilderness like Eden. Hallelujah. And her desert shall be like the garden of the Lord. Not tomatoes and lettuce and radishes, but joy and gladness shall be therein. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Glory to God. So God is going to comfort the Zion people. Can you say amen? God's going to put joy and gladness within her. Hallelujah. Psalms 87. Glory to Jesus. Psalms 87. Can't even find it, hardly. There it is. Verse 1. His foundations is in the holy mountain. Our foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 5. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her. How many know there's a man coming in Zion? Being born in Zion. And the highest himself shall establish her. Hallelujah. So there is a man going to be born in Zion. Turn over now to Joel chapter 3. Joel 3. About two more scriptures here. Trying to bring it to an end. Hallelujah. Preachers like to preach. Singers like to sing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Joel chapter 3. Look in verse 13, brethren. Hallelujah. Put you in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Hallelujah. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. That's true in America, isn't it, brethren? Verse 14, as well as the world. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened. The stars shall withdraw their shining. But the Lord also shall roar out of Zion. That's the line in you and me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope, oh, hallelujah, of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God dwelling in Zion and my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall be no strangers pass through her anymore. Can you say amen? Amen. Now turn back to another scripture. I've got to find it. Isaiah, I think it's 31. Isaiah 31. I've got to give this to you. I missed it a while ago, but I'm coming back to it. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 31. Glory to God. How many believe God's a consuming fire? 31:9. We'll give you a scripture here and one in Lamentations. 31:9 of Isaiah. And he shall pass over to a stronghold for fear. His princes shall be afraid of the unsign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in Zion, and his furnace is in Jerusalem. How many know a furnace would be nothing without a fire? And God's going to light Zion, amen, with some fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's going right into his furnace, Jerusalem. Amen. It's coming out of the Holy of Holies into the holy place. Somebody say amen. Amen. Glory to God. So the fire's in Zion and the furnace is in Jerusalem. Glory to God. Now,
they're afraid of the
end. Yes. Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
They're afraid of the
standard. That's right. They're afraid of... That's right. Yeah, amen. That's right. That's what the margin says, right? The battle flag, the standard, right?
Right.
Okay. Limitation 4. Praise the Lord. One place, one time, I was saying the, out of our belly shall flow livers of living water. Lamentation. Right after Jeremiah. Yes, chapter 4. Hallelujah. We might close with this and right here. If we get 50 yet, speed. Chapter 4, verse... Let's see here. Chapter 4, verse 1. How is the gold become dim? I mean, the gold speaks of his nature in us. How is the most fine gold changed? I mean, God's going to change you and me in the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
The stones of the sanctuary. We're lively stones, aren't we? Yeah. Are poured out in the top of every street. Poured out. Verse 2. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter. Zion's not only on his hands, but he's doing the work, isn't he? On you and on me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. I got to give you one more. Hosea. This is the last one. Hosea chapter 1. I have to give you this one. Hosea. He's going to blow the trumpet in Zion, isn't he? That's in you and me. He's going to sound an alarm in his holy mountain. We are becoming the mouthpiece and the trumpet of God. Hallelujah. Look in Hosea 1, verse 9 and 10. That is the last scripture. Praise the Lord. Notice what it says. Then said God, call his name, Lo am I, are not my people, for you're not my people, and I will not be your God. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, you are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Amen? And one other scripture. Come on now, this is the last one, but it's got to go. Come on, Luke. If I don't quit lying, I have to repent, won't I? Luke, I can't quit until he lets me quit. Luke 20. Luke 20, 35. Luke 20, 35. Remember we said earlier today, those that would enter the hundredfold, the kingdom, would have persecutions, but in the world to come, or the age to come, eternal life. Now verse 35 of chapter 20 of Luke, that they which shall be accounted worthy. How many know you were not worthy to be saved? It was by his blood. But here he said, those that shall be counted worthy, that's the overcomers, to obtain that age, or that world, or that millennium, or that thousand-year reign, and the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. I believe this people is the same in Mark chapter 10 that we started tonight. It is the hundredfolders, brethren, right here, that's going to be worthy to obtain that age and the resurrection from the dead. It means the resurrection out from among the dead here. Also, neither marry nor given in marriage, neither can they die anymore. For they're equal to the angels. How many know there's different ranks of the angels, though? And we know in the resurrection there's a different glory, the sun, the moon, and the stars as well. And are, notice this, it should be the sons of God being the sons of the resurrection. Hallelujah. God has a Zion people, the holy sons, a people that were not a people but are now becoming the sons of God. Brethren, they will start the resurrection. Can you say amen? And every man in his own order, his own rank, his own group, we are becoming the army of the Lord. Can you say amen? Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's praise him. Amen. Let's give him praise tonight. Let's bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We praise you tonight, Lord. We glorify you tonight, Lord. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com.
There are hundreds of free audio files there.
It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.